This is the Sakar Merli of the 12th of April, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this Brahmin clan of yours is unique. Only you Brahmins are knowledgeful. You now know about Gyan, this knowledge. Vigyan, yoga beyond knowledge, silence. And Agyan, ignorance. Question. What easy effort should you children make in order for your hearts to move away from everything else? Answer. Simply engage yourselves in doing spiritual business. The more spiritual service you do, the more your heart will automatically move away from everything else, and you will become busy making effort to claim the kingdom. However, as well as doing this spiritual service, you also have to look after your creation that you have created. Song. The Rain of Knowledge is for those who are with the Beloved. Om Shanti. It is the Father who is called the Beloved. You children are now sitting in front of the Father. You children know that you are not sitting in front of a sannyasi or sage. That Father is the ocean of knowledge. It is through this knowledge that there is salvation. People speak of Gyan, Vigyan and Agyan. Vigyan means to become soul conscious and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Gyan is this knowledge of how the world cycle continues to turn. People do not know the real meaning of Gyan, Vigyan or Agyan at all. You are now confluence-aged Brahmins. This Brahmin clan of yours is unique. No one knows it. It doesn't say in the scriptures that Brahmins exist at the confluence age. They know that Prajapita Brahma existed in the past, which is why he is also called Adidev, the first deity. Who then is Adidevi? Jagadamba, the world mother. No one in the world knows this. She must definitely be a mouth-born creation of Brahma. Jagadamba is not Brahma's wife, she is adopted. You children are also adopted. Brahmins cannot be called deities. There is a temple to Brahma here. He too is a human being. Saraswati is with Brahma. Then there are also temples to the goddesses. All of them are human beings of this time. They have created a temple to only one. Since there is Prajapita, the father of the people, there must also be many people. They are now being created. The clan of Prajapita Brahma is now increasing. You children are adopted. The unlimited father has now adopted you. Brahma too is a child of the unlimited father. He too receives his inheritance from that one. You are grandsons and granddaughters who receive the inheritance from that one. No one has this knowledge because only the one father is the ocean of knowledge. Until that father comes, no one can attain salvation. You have now left devotion and come into this knowledge in order to attain salvation. The Golden Age is called salvation. and the Iron Age is called degradation, because it is the kingdom of Ravan. Salvation is the kingdom of Rama. It is also called the Sun Dynasty. The accurate names are the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty. You children know that you first belong to the Sun Dynasty clan, and that you took 84 births. This knowledge cannot be in any of the scriptures, because the scriptures belong to the path of devotion. All of that is to be destroyed. Those people will take the sanskars that they have and start creating those things there. You are being filled with the sanskars of ruling. You will rule there, and those scientists will use the skills they have in that kingdom. They will definitely go into the Sun and Moon dynasties. They simply have their knowledge of science, and they will take the sanskars of that. Those are also sanskars. They are also making effort. They have that knowledge. You do not have any other knowledge. You are claiming the kingdom from the Father. Those in business, too, still have those sanskars. There is so much conflict. However, until you reach the stage of retirement, you have to take care of your households. Otherwise, who else would look after your children? They cannot come and stay here. You are told that when you become busy in doing this business, you can then be freed from all of that. However, together with this business, you also have to look after your creation. Yes, the hearts of those who become very busy in doing spiritual service then move away from other things. They will think, the more time I give to this spiritual service, the better it will be. The Father has come to show you the way to change from impure to pure. Therefore, you children have to do this service. Each one's accounts are looked at. The Unlimited Father simply gives directions for you to change from impure to pure. He only shows you the way to become pure. But this one's business is to look after everything else and give advice, etc. Shiv Baba says, don't ask me for advice about your business, etc. You called out to me to come and purify you, and I am doing that through this one. He too is your father. You have to follow his directions. That one's directions are spiritual, and this one's are physical. This one also has so much responsibility. He also continues to say, Baba's directions are to remember him constantly. Follow the Father's directions. However, if you children want to ask about how to carry on in your work, Physical Baba can explain such things to you very well. He is experienced and can tell you everything about the way he does things. You have to learn by watching him. He will continue to teach you because he is ahead of everyone. All the storms first come to him. This is why he is the most powerful of all, and why he therefore claims the highest status. Maya too is powerful and battles with you. This one instantly renounced everything. That was in his part. Baba made him do that. That one is Karan Karavanhar. This one renounced everything in happiness. He had a vision that he was to become the master of the world. Therefore, what would he do with those things worth only a few pennies? He was also given a vision of destruction, through which he understood that this old world was to be destroyed. He understood that he was going to receive the kingdom once again, and so he instantly renounced all of that business. I now have to follow the Father's directions. The Father says, "Remember me." According to the drama, this Batty had to be created. People didn't understand why all of you came running. This one is not a sage or a holy man. He is a simple person. He didn't abduct anyone. The praise doesn't belong to a human being. The praise only belongs to the one Father, that's all. Only the Father comes and grants everyone happiness. It is He who speaks to you. Whom have you come to? Your intellects go up there and also here, because you know that Shiv Baba is the resident of that place. He has now entered this one's body. We receive the inheritance of heaven from the Father. Heaven will definitely come after the Iron Age. Krishna too receives the inheritance from the Father and goes and rules there. There is no question of divine activities in that. It's just like a prince being born to a king. He studies at school and then receives the throne when he grows up. There is no question of praise or divine activity in that. Only the one Father is the highest on high. That praise too belongs to him alone. This one gives his introduction. If I, Brahma, were to say that I am saying this, people would think that I am referring to myself. Only you children understand that no human being can be called God. Only the incorporeal one is God. He lives in the supreme abode. Your intellects go up above and come down here. Baba comes from the faraway land into this foreign land. He teaches us and then returns home. He himself says, "I come in a second. It doesn't take long." Souls too leave their bodies and enter others in a second. No one can see this. Souls are very fast. Liberation in life in a second is remembered. The kingdom of Ravan is called the land of bondage, where it is a life of bondage. When a son is born, he receives his father's inheritance. You have recognized the Father and are becoming the masters of the world. However, you receive a status number-wise, according to the efforts you make. The Father continues to explain very clearly. There are two Fathers, the one of this world and the one from beyond this world. People sing, "Everyone remembers God in times of sorrow, but no one remembers Him in times of happiness." You people of Bharat know that when you lived in happiness, you didn't remember him. Whilst taking your 84 births, alloy was mixed into you souls, and so your degrees reduced. From being 16 celestial degrees completely pure, you lost 2 degrees. Because Rama passed with fewer marks, he has been portrayed with a bow and arrow. However, he didn't break a bow. They have just shown a symbol. All of those aspects belong to the path of devotion. People wander about so much in devotion. You have now received this knowledge. Therefore, your wandering has ended. To say, O Shiv Baba, means to call out. You mustn't say such words. You must remember the Father. If you cry out, it means you have a trace of devotion. To say, O God, is also a devotional habit. Baba hasn't told you to remember him by saying, O God. He says, become introverted and remember me. You must not continue to chant. The word chanting also belongs to the path of devotion. You have received the Father's introduction. Now follow the Father's Srimat. Remember the Father in the same way as a physical child remembers his physical father. He himself is body conscious, and he remembers his bodily father. The Father from beyond is soul conscious. Even when he enters this one, he doesn't become body conscious. He says, I take this body on loan. I have taken this body on loan in order to give you this knowledge. I am the ocean of knowledge. But how can I give you this knowledge? You enter a womb, I do not enter a womb. My ways and means are unique. No one knows that the Father enters this one. It is said, establishment through Brahma. But how is establishment carried out through Brahma? Would he give him inspiration? The Father says, I enter an ordinary body and I name him Brahma because he renounces everything. You children know that the rosary of Brahmins cannot be created at this time because they, the Brahmins, continue to break. When you Brahmins are finally ready, the rosary of Rudra will be created. You will then go into the rosary of Vishnu. In order to go into that rosary, you need the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is now in your intellects that you were at first Satopratham, and that you then went through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. You understand the meaning of hum so, so hum. The meaning of om is different from that. Om means I, a soul. That soul then says, I was a deity who became a warrior, etc. However, those people, sannyasis, then say, I, a soul, am the supreme soul. The meanings of om and hum so are completely different. I am a soul and this soul goes through the different clans. I, a soul, first become a deity and then a warrior, etc. It isn't that each soul is the supreme soul. It is because they don't have this full knowledge that they have confused the meanings. They say, I am the Brahm element. That too is wrong. The Father says, I do not become the master of creation. You are the masters of this creation. You become the masters of the world. Brahm is just the element of light. You souls become the masters of this creation. The Father now sits here and gives you the accurate meaning of the Vedas and scriptures. Now continue to study. The Father continues to explain new things to you. What does devotion say, and what does this knowledge say? On the path of devotion, you built temples, did penance and tapasya, and wasted your money. Many looted your temples. That too is part of the drama. You will receive everything back from them. Just look how much they are giving you now. Day by day, they continue to increase the amount, and you, Bharat, continue to take it. They will return exactly what they took. They cannot digest the wealth that they took from you. The land of Bharat is imperishable. It is the Father's birthplace. The Father only comes here. They take it from the Father's land, therefore they have to return it. Just look how you are being given it back at this time of need. You know about these things. They do not know when destruction will take place. The government doesn't believe these things either. This is fixed in the drama. They continue to incur debt. Everything is now being returned. You know that they took a lot of wealth from your kingdom and that they are now returning it. You do not have to be concerned about that. Just have the one concern of remembering the Father. Only by having this remembrance will your sins be burnt away. This knowledge is very easy. Now it all depends on how much effort each one of you makes. You will continue to receive Srimat. You have to take directions from the Eternal Surgeon in every aspect. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Whatever time you have, use that time in doing spiritual business. Imbibe the sanskars of doing spiritual business. Do the service of purifying the impure. 2. Become introverted and remember the Father. Do not use the term, O God. Just as the Father has no ego, so you too have to become egoless. Blessing. May you have a combined Shiv Shakti form and spread the fragrance of elevated vibrations with your attitude and the thoughts in your mind. Nowadays, with the help of physical aids, they spread many types of fragrance, such as rose and sandalwood, into the atmosphere. In the same way, all of you have to have the combined form of Shiv and Shakti and spread the fragrances of happiness, peace, love and bliss with your attitude and the thoughts in your mind. Every day at Amrit Vela, sprinkle like a fountain different elevated vibrations on all souls, as though you are using a rose water sprinkler. Simply put on the automatic switch of your thoughts and finish the bad odour of impure attitudes in the world. Slogan: receiving a treasure store of happiness from the bestower of happiness is a sign of his love. Aviat signal. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. Just as there is the power of the Shaktis, so too there is just as much unlimited power of the Pandavas, and this is why the four-armed image has been portrayed. It is only through the combined form of the Shaktis and the Pandavas that the task of world service is successful. Therefore, constantly be cooperative with one another and constantly wear your crown of responsibility. Om Shanti.